Today in Washington, Alan Greenspan testifies before the Senate Banking Committee, which is considering his nomination for another term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Greenspan has held the job for 17 years. He is now 78 years old, a veteran of recessions, recoveries, stock market bubbles, and very low interest rates that may now be about to rise. David Wessel, who's the Washington bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal, says Greenspan is also a master at the kind of hearing that he's attending today.
Greenspan is the best politician in Washington. One who goes to a hearing and listens to him get the stupidest question from a member of Congress and then watches him put his hand on his chin and nod and say, "Congressman, that's a very profound question," and then give some answer that has nothing to do with the question, can only marvel at the skill of a guy like this.
Might also be worth noting that this is a Fed chairman who was appointed first by a Republican president but was noted for giving advice to a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, later on.
Right. Alan Greenspan is just one of many legacies of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan put him in 1987, just before the stock market crash. But Greenspan was particularly close to Bill Clinton and Bill Clinton's Treasury team. And I think that he knows that the independence of the Fed depends on surviving, no matter which party controls the White House and Congress. And he's very good at making sure that both parties feel that he's on their side.
Okay, you mentioned his political skills. What makes him so credible to people on Wall Street?
Well, Greenspan arrived at the Fed in 1987, and if you go back and look at the stories written at the time, people were saying this man could never fill the big shoes left by his predecessor, Paul Volcker. The lucky break he had really was the stock market crash in October 1987. He helped prevent that from turning into catastrophe, and his stock went up on Wall Street. And now we Americans are enjoying the fruits of that, because only a Federal Reserve chairman with enormous credibility could have kept interest rates at 1% for such a long time without leading the markets to panic and think that he had become some kind of inflation junkie.
Well, how is Greenspan likely to raise interest rates?
Well, the Fed meets at the end of June, June 29th and 30th, and everybody expects them to begin raising interest rates for the first time in a long time. Interest rates are now at a very low 1%. The Fed has made clear that it doesn't believe the economy needs the steroids of low interest rates much longer. The big question is how fast they will raise them and how far. In his most recent public statements, Greenspan has made clear that if he sees some inflation on the horizon, he will raise them pretty sharply.
We've heard some words of praise here for Alan Greenspan, what he does well. What is the critical rap on him?
It's impossible to have a job like that without making some enemies. There are some very thoughtful people that think that Alan Greenspan made a colossal mistake when he allowed the stock market bubble to get as big as it did and then crash.
In the late 90s.
In the late 90s. Secondly, Alan Greenspan has a tendency to lean a little bit towards whichever administration is in power. When it comes to taxes and deficits and spending, Greenspan was very supportive of Bill Clinton, to the anger of Republicans. But then when George Bush arrived, suddenly Alan Greenspan became a fan of tax cuts, and that's annoyed the Democrats, who feel that he helped create a deficit that now he warns we must fix.
So he submits himself to the Senate. The White House spokesman says that President Bush wants Greenspan to serve as long as possible. Is there any chance that he would not be allowed to do so?
Greenspan is being nominated for a fifth four-year term as chairman of the Federal Reserve, but his term as a member of the Federal Reserve Board expires in 2006, and by law, he cannot be reappointed. So it looks like we only have about 2 years of Alan Greenspan left, providing his health holds up.
Even if he's confirmed again.
Even if he's confirmed again.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Sure.